So it's beautiful. Jesus said to one of, I don't know whether left or right, usually people see the right hand side is the right, the just man, and the left hand side is the one who curse. And this man said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And what Jesus says, Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. According to a certain person who have the gifts of from Jesus, seeing what happened at that time, confirmed that this thief came from the desert. You remember Jesus when I was a little boy, or just a child, Mary and Joseph brought him to Egypt through the desert. On the way, they met a couple who used to kidnap people, taking advantage of people. And they stay in that house. Well, not house, tent. But seeing Jesus was there, baby Jesus, and that time, that couple, as a little boy, was sick. And so that couple asked Mary, can you give me the water that bathe your baby? Give it to me. So Mary did it. And this young mother used this water to put on the child, the sick child, who had got skin disease. And this young child was cured. So this child, more or less the same age as Jesus. So after 30 years, that child become a thief because his father is a thief. So he followed his father's footsteps. So that's why he was caught and condemned to death. And that's the same person who got the healing from Jesus when he was a little boy. Now today, he got a conscience saying, this person is a just man. We worth what we are doing, we are having. We are condemned. We worth because we did something wrong in our life. But not this man. So it's a kind of contrition for this man on the right hand side. And Jesus told him, tonight you will be with me in paradise. You see, the grace of God always follows us. As a child, as grown up thief, but still, if you have open hearts, the grace of God is always there. Don't lose hope. Don't tell yourself, I'm a sinner for ages. I couldn't be forgiven. No. Jesus offered his life. Even for you, one person, he would like to do it, even for yourself. Many times, we don't trust much in the love of God, in the love of Jesus. And that's why Jesus, last 70 years ago, told Sister Faustina, tell the people, I am love. Make holy the day of the first Sunday of Easter, called a Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus is love, is overwhelming towards us. You know, once Jesus complained to Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. Many people, when they receive Holy Communion, they took me as a dead object. You can see how much hurt from the heart of Jesus. He wished that each one of us be blessed with the grace, full grace to live, full joy, full hope. And we don't look at that at all. We just look at our own selves. We don't believe. That's why many times we said, oh, very difficult to convert ourselves. Certainly. If you do not love, if you put God in your heart in the first place, how can you love your neighbor? It's impossible. Only God's love can do that. Jesus just died cruelly on the cross. Not only physical, even spiritual. He cried out, not today's gospel, but Matthew and Mark, they make this remark by the word of Jesus. God, God, why have you abandoned me? Why have you forsaken me? Because all through the life of Jesus, he's so close to God the Father. Even the people against him, he feels safe, secured. But this time, even spiritually, he experienced darkness. He experienced death of a soul, or the experience of hell. No lights, no love, no God. He experienced this in order that we offer completely his whole self for our own sake. He cried out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? Out of love for all of us. So he offered his physical, his spiritual death so that we can have life. So remember, Jesus, only for you, only for you. Don't think Jesus won't see you. You, at times, we will see things in a different way. We say, why God provides so many good things for our neighbor and not for me? I do so many good things and the reward is so little. And these people, they do much and they have plentiful. What's wrong? We ask, why? Why? Jesus, no, understand what you feel. By the time we ask this why, no matter it's physical or spiritual turmoil in our life, believe Jesus never forsake us. He just gave us a chance for us to experience something of his pain, of his abandonment. When you say, nobody help me, nobody can understand me, you are so lonely. And that's the experience of Jesus himself. We just experience a little bit so that we share his life. So we can offer the little things to get Jesus for the salvation of the world. We are great. Not because we are great, because we are one with Jesus. That's why Jesus' prayer, Father, that they all may be one, as I in you, you in me, and they in me, in us, so that we share the life of Christ. But this life on earth is not always bright. of the shiny, but still it's the life of Christ, the blood of Christ shed. It's not tasty, it's so pain, but it's shared at the back, is his love. So even now we have so many turmoils in life. At times we ask, why I do so much and the family is still not doing well. Be patient. Jesus understand. Jesus is with us. I am with you until the end of the world. We just be in his place. We share his love. That's all. Be sure that we are loved unconditionally by the Lord. Important that we love the same way as he does. He said, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus' love is always unconditional. Always the first one to love. That's Jesus' love. So learn to live like Jesus. Don't ask what people will do for you. Even until you die, nobody will say thank you. Don't worry. You're not looking for this response. We just say, if it is a will, you accept. That's a prayer. At the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Lord, please take away this cup. But if it is not your will, I will take it. This the courage to fulfill the will of God for Jesus and ask this special grace that we can say, yes, if it is your will, say, yes, I want to take this cup. That's all. So Jesus didn't ask too many things. Important one note. Whatever God gave us, no matter what kind of crosses, we are given sufficient grace to fulfill it. You have the grace. Only you, not the others. Many times, we take so many crosses for the other people. You don't have the grace. That's why it's so painful, because your child is not this, your husband is not that, and then your grandmother, all these things. You cannot have. You just, your little cross. Many times your many crosses doesn't come. You don't need to. You don't have the grace to carry the cross of your husband, to carry the cross your mother-in-law. Only your only cross. So be happy, be joyful, because we are loved by this God, infinite love. So we always say yes to his will. Whatever God wants, as the best. And that's the last word, is what Paul was asking Jesus once in his prayer. Jesus, can you leave some of these pricks from my body so I can more free to preach the gospel? Then Jesus told Paul, all these pricks, these little crosses, I won't take away. But I will give you sufficient grace to overcome it. We bless the Lord that we have a good God. We have a lovely Jesus. So stay with him until time we leave this world.